This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. jobs report for August shows that 1.4 million people were added to the workforce, with the unemployment rate dropping to 8.4%, a bigger move down than most experts had predicted, but hiring has slowed. This is the second-to-last jobs report before the November presidential election, and Donald Trump is banking on improving economic numbers to help him win a second White House term. 29 million Americans are still getting unemployment aid. And from June to July, the number of people without jobs for 15 weeks or longer tripled to more than 6 million. Sri Lanka has begun towing a fully loaded supertanker that had caught fire off its east coast after it began drifting toward land. The fire is said to be still raging on the New Diamond after it started in the engine room. The captain says there were 23 crew on board, one of whom is presumed dead. The rest have been taken off the ship by the Sri Lankan Navy, with one injured crew member flown to the capital, Colombo, for treatment. There are so far no signs of an oil leak from the vessel. Ships from the Russian Navy and Indian Coast Guard have been assisting in the firefighting. The vessel is being towed eastward away from the Indian Ocean coast. Rescue workers in Beirut say there are possible signs of life in the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the huge Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people and injured thousands more. After pausing to wait for heavy equipment overnight, the digging was resumed this morning. Earlier, the state news agency NNA reported that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal. The search operation has gripped the Lebanese people, who are following it on TV. At this hour, rescue teams are said to be removing debris with their hands and shovels, hoping their efforts will not be in vain, though it is generally considered unlikely they will find anyone alive. According to a Chinese media report, the defense ministers of India and China are expected to hold talks in Moscow today, the highest-level face-to-face political contact since tensions flared along their disputed mountain border in May.